नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are doing Canto 8, Chapter 22, Verse 34 to 36. I'll be reading 34 and 35 and 36. Everyone can repeat with me. Text 34. Natvam abhi bhavaishyanti loke sakim utapare tvaccha sunati gandaityam chakram me sudhya isyati. On the planet Sutala, not even the predominating deities of other planets, what to speak of ordinary people, will be able to conquer you. As far as the demons are concerned, if they transgress your rule, my disc will kill them. Text 35. Rakshishe sarvatoham tvam Sanugam saparichadam sada sunihitam vira tatramam drakshiyate bhavan. O great hero, I shall always be with you and give you protection in all respects along with your associates and paraphernalia. Moreover, you will always be able to see me there. Text 36. Everyone can repeat. Tratradana daityanam Sangate bhava dusraha Jiswamad anubhavam tvai Sadhya kuto vinakshati Tatra in that place Dano daityanam of the demons and the Danavas Sangat, because of the association. Te, your. Bhava, mentality. Asuraha, demoniac. Dritsva, by observing. Mat anubhavam, my super excellent power. Why, indeed. Sadhyaha, immediately. Kunta, anxiety. Vinakshyati, will be destroyed. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Because there you will see my supreme prowess. Your materialistic ideas and anxieties that have arisen from your association with the demons and Danavas will immediately be vanquished. Purport. The Lord assured Bali Maharaj of all protection, and finally the Lord assured him of protection from the effects of bad association with the demons. Bali Maharaj certainly became an exalted devotee, but he was somewhat anxious because his association was not purely devotional. The Supreme Personality of Godhead therefore assured him that his demoniac mentality will be annihilated. In other words, by the association of a devotee, the demoniac mentality is vanquished. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritakarna rasayana kathaha. This is from Bhagavatam 3:25-25. When a demoniac associate with devotees engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gradually becomes a pure devotee. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 8th canto, 22nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Prashchatade Satarine. Everyone, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat, please. Because there you will see my supreme prowess. Your materialistic ideas and anxieties that have arisen from your association with the demons and Danavas will immediately be vanquished. We are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam, that he has given us the nectar of all the Vedic literatures in such transcendental way that you can relish the pastime of different devotees, and not just relish them but learn good things that will help us individually to make progress in our spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada was very merciful. He has given us all this wonderful information. But ultimately, we have to decide, right? We have to decide whether we want to take it or not. You know, we have to decide whether I want to be like a bee or a bumblebee or I want to be like a fly. You know the qualities of a bee? A bee is very intelligent. It will go from flower to flower and it will only look for what? What will it look for? Rasgulla, rasmalai? No? It looks for the sweetness. The rarest of the flowers, even in the rarest, if you see a bee, you will think there will be no sweetness. It looks almost like a dry stone flower. But a bee has a quality that it will come and land on that flower. And somehow or another, it will suck the honey. It will take out the sweet juice, you know. And then it takes it to the camp, you know, where the army is, and it puts a few drops and fly again. If you even take a few bees and you take them to a trash yard, they will fly until they'll find some nectar. They'll find some flowers somewhere, some plant somewhere, which you would never think can actually extract sweetness from, but that bee will do that amazing act of taking the sweetness out. Right? On the contrary, you can find all the most beautiful flowers, the ones that give so much sweetness, and you leave a little trash and you put a fly out there, take a few flies and let them fly. You see what they'll do. They'll go looking for trash. They'll look for garbage and they'll look for excretion. They'll go to the smelliest of place. So see the nature. Those particular insects, they have been given specific abilities to do specific things. So how does a bee and fly help us in our relationship to Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj's relationship to Prahlad Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj's relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is how we have to try and understand that whether we want to be like a bee or we want to be like a fly. Like it is said that when it rains, you see all the birds, they will go and take shelter under some tree, under some roof. You know, they'll find a little kind of alcove and go underneath it. But when it's raining heavy, you know what an eagle does? Eagle will go above the clouds, right? Goes above the clouds. It's smart. It doesn't let the rain control its flights, you know. So it's the mentality, it's the attitude. When Prabhupada says, use your higher intelligence, that is what Bali Maharaj is doing here, you know. What is the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj's pastimes? One is grandfather and one is grandson, right? and there is a father in between. Every one of them is exalted personalities. But how is and what is it that is affecting Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes differently from Bali Maharaj's pastimes, you know? And that's Krishna very clearly states out here that my association in Sutala planet where I am sending you, my presence there will make all the difference. Just my presence will wipe out all your demoniac nature that you accumulated over who knows how many, you know, years. But in the Sutala planet, you will be protected. I'll be present there. So Krishna's putting a big emphasis on association here. And that association in inverted commas is the word that makes the big difference in how Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee, and then how Bali Maharaj also transcends, goes into reverse direction, forward direction, whatever, and then finally he gets the mercy of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj, right from the womb, had the mercy of Narad Muni. And he was able to take so much blessings from Narad Muni. Even after he was born, for some period, he was with his mother in the ashram of Narad Muni. And he was getting association and blessings of a pure devotee. A devotee who was directly connected to Krishna. A devotee who was directly giving him, you know, the education, the science of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj was able to seek Krishna present in everything. When he was being thrown into the ocean, he was thinking, oh, this is Swetadip. You know? When he was being thrown into the fire, he's thinking, oh, this is the mouth of Vishnu. We do yajna, right? In the yajna, you do fire, and then you offer oblations, and through that fire, Krishna is receiving, you know, all the oblations. So Prahlad Maharaj thinks, wonderful. He's not seeing fire, he's seeing the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? So like in every incident, he is able to see Krishna because he got the association and blessings of a great personality like Narad Muni. On the contrary, Bali Maharaj was being guided. He was also getting association of a great guru. A guru who could bring dead bodies alive. Right? But the difference was that this guru could not directly associate with him, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Narad Muni was able to. Yeah. So therefore, when Vishnu is present there personally, he's trying to whisper, hey, Bali, don't say yes to him. He's going to steal everything from you. Whereas if it was Narad Muni, he said, well, jump, man, this is your great opportunity, the best chance. You may not get another chance like this. Whatever the circumstances, Bali Maharaj, he flew over the crowds. He didn't stay under the rain. He flew over the clouds. He used his higher intelligence, you know. He saw like a bumblebee, this is a great opportunity for me, you know, to get the nectar, eternal nectar, a nectar that will bless me eternally so that I never ever have to be in this position again. So we also have to think like this, that what is this association? How does association change our lives? I'm sure that if we ask each one and every one of you in this room, you will give some incident, some pastimes, something that happened, how you met a devotee, how you got a book, something happened, and you're being slapped by Maya left, right and center, and you were not conscious of that until some connection came up. No. Like two examples that come to my mind is when I was at Bhaktivinoda Manor, we had this young couple, and the wife used to come, she started coming to the temple because she read Bhagavad Gita, and then she started coming to the temple. But the husband was not so happy. So when he found out, he would turn up at Bhaktivinoda Manor with a little stick, like, you know, people carry the sticks here to keep the monkeys away. So he would come with a stick and chase his wife and chase her to the car and take her home. And this was their leela going on almost every Sunday. And every Sunday some devotees would have to intervene and stop him and ask them to leave peacefully. Then finally, one Sunday I was asked to approach the husband, and I requested him that please, Just for once. Why don't you come and sit where your wife is sitting? Just for once. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, we will not encourage you or your wife to come again. But at least just once, please come. You know? Just a humble approach. And though he was like Jwalamukhi, his stick in his hand and he was angry, but somehow or another, because of the humble approach, he decided to come and listen to the Bhagavad Gita class. And that Gita class was given by Rohini Sutta Prabhu, Rohini Nandan Prabhu, who was disciple of Srila Prabhupada. At the end of the class, he sat there for half an hour asking questions after questions after questions. And his life changed. Both of them took initiation from Tamal Krishna Goswami, and both of them become great big book distributors. They were traveling all over the country, all over Europe, and distributing books. So association, just that little association, you know, a humble approach from a devotee, half an hour listening, sramanam, kirtanam, doing sramanam, they change the gentleman's consciousness. I was with Radha Jivan Prabhu day before yesterday, and he was telling how Srila Prabhupada met with his father, Padarji, you know. And at that time he was young, and then sometime later, the books that his father had received, he picked up the Bhagavad Gita and the Nectar of Devotion. You know, and he started reading them. And that started changing his consciousness. And then there was floods in Mayapur, so the devotees came to their house and requested some help, saying that there is floods and we need funds and we need grains, whatever, to feed the devotees and to feed all the suffering people. So his father was kind to let them stay, and somehow or another they stayed there for 11 days. So in these 11 days, Radha Jivan Prabhu was associating, asking a lot of questions and everything. On the 12th day, he left home and he came with the devotees to Mayapur. No? And he never went back. And since then, he's done so much service all over the world, all over the country. So this is like living example for us that, like, see, association is so important. We have to try and understand how important association is for us. It gives us like profound Krishna consciousness. It gives us happiness that we have never known before. You know, it's something that we are all looking for, but for some reason or another we are holding back. In the Nectar of Instruction, very powerful little book, you know. In the text 4, is giving us the process of how to take association, how to exchange association, how important the association is, you know. Saying that, dadati pranigrahati guyam akhyati prachati bhunkte bhojyate chaiva sadvidham priti lakshanam. Offering gifts in charity. This is important, to give gifts in charity to the devotees. Number two, it says, accepting from devotees whatever they offer in return. So if you are giving some rasgullas and you get some gulab jamuns, accept them nicely. Be happy. Huh? Opening one's mind to the devotees. It's good to connect with devotees of like-mindedness. You know, and exchange Krishna consciousness. Discuss your challenges. You know, and listen to their challenges also. You know, inquiring from them about confidential service to the Lord. 5, honoring prasadam. We are all very good at that. I don't think anyone has problem there, right? And 6, feeding the devotees with prasadam. An experienced devotee explains and an inexperienced devotee learns from him. This is guyam akhyati prachanti. And then Rupa Goswami's explanation further here that Srila Prabhupada gives is, we should also invite pure devotees to our home, offer them prasad, and be prepared to please them in all respects. This is called bhunkte bhojyate chaiva. So these 6 processes we should be putting into practice every day, every moment of life. Every opportunity we get, we should be putting this into practice. And then when you go into text 5, it is given how you can associate with different categories of devotees, how to identify the devotees. Once you are putting this into practice, then you also learn to identify. It's very important that we use our intelligence to understand which devotees to associate with and how to associate with them so that we don't commit offenses. No? So, in the fifth chapter, it says, Krishneti yasya giri tvam manasandreyata dikshasti cheta pranati bhischa bhajantamisam susrushya bhajana vigyan ananyam anyam nindani sunya ridam ipsita sanga labhyada. One should mentally honor devotees who chant the holy name. So anyone that you see chanting the holy name, this is our opportunity to respect them. Mentally we should honor them. Oh, so nice, this person is chanting the holy name. Yeah? It's so nice. If person, it's like Srila Prabhupada, one time somebody wrote an article in London and said, Prabhupada, they have done a very bad article on us. And Prabhupada's immediate response was, count how many times Hare Krishna is written in that article. How many times Krishna's name is in that article? Because as far as Prabhupada is concerned, whether you're a demon or a demoniac person or you're a saintly person, what mattered was that in this age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is to chant the holy name. So Prabhupada said, chant, count how many times Krishna's name is there. The second group, that is, one should offer humble obeisances to devotees who has gone spiritual, who has taken spiritual initiation diksha and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with faithfully and serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of proprietorship to criticize others. Such nice, you know, guidance and instructions given us to us by Rupa Goswami. And if we can practice this guidance that we are getting here, it can make so much difference in our life, you know. Practice these things and regularly check yourself. Where do you stand? Where do I stand in my devotional life? Where do I really stand? You know? Then how do you judge that? How do you make that decision? So when you see advanced devotees, devotees who are making progress, are you happy to see them being happy? Are you happy to see them making progress? No? That's an indication. If you are happy, that means you are making progress with you, because you are like being a bumblebee or like being a bee and you are seeing the nectar popping out. You know? If you are like a fly, then you will default and you will become envious. Oh, he is able to do such nice kirtans. Oh, he is able to preach to so many people. Oh, he is able to make so many devotees, you know. But rather, he is able to do that. How can I also learn from that person to do all those things and acquire those qualities? You know? That's a check, a self-check you can do like that. You know? And furthermore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that sometimes if you are envious of somebody, sometimes, if you are envious of somebody, then go and glorify that person. Especially if that person is a good devotee, go and glorify that person, and then you should also pray to Krishna at the same time that there are anarthas inside me. Please help me to remove those thorns out of my heart. Ask, pray. Chanting is also praying. We have to pray. When we come in front of the deities, every day we should pray that please bless me so that I can cleanse the mirror of my heart. I can remove the thorns so that a nice Vyasasana is created for Krishna, who is also seated in there. No? That is how you can check yourself. We have so many instructions, so much guidance, you know. The Goswamis, our Acharyas, they are crying for association of Vaishnavas, you know. Like you sing, Oh Hey Vaishnava Thakura, the entire bhajan there is, you know, a cry out by the Goswamis, or in the Sanagrati mood, that they are calling out, you know. Ami to Kangala, Krishna Krishna Boli, you know. I am so fallen. Please, help me, please guide me. Another bhajan in the Sanagati is saying, Kandiya, Kandiya, you know, I am so fallen. Please, Krishna, save me. You know?
We have to develop that mode. When we develop that mode, or at least we persist, at least we endeavor, then there is hope for us. There is hope for us.
These acharyas who have written these bhajans, whether it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, if you look at their pastimes, how much tapasya they performed, how much austerities they went through. Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, when they came here, there was no Krishna Balaram temple. Radhakund, Shyamkund were little ponds. Giriraj was covered with bushes. How much tapasya they performed living in this environment? You know? There was no 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, prasadam, ekadashi prasadam. These are the personalities who perform so much tapasya for our benefit. And when they are giving us this realization has come after many, many, many years of tapasya. And their realization is what they are giving to us in the form of the bhajans. So it's nice, we should all sing the bhajans, but we should endeavor to understand the bhajan. And then by understanding, we should also learn to implement those practices. I am associating with this person, this is Kanista Adhikari. I am associating with this person, this is Madhyam Adhikari. I am associating with this person, this is Uttam Adhikari. What do I do with the Kanista Adhikari? What do I do with the Madhyam Adhikari? How do I serve the Uttam Adhikari so that I can get the maximum, you know, benefit, I can get the maximum blessings without committing any offenses? Otherwise, Rajogun, Tamogun, Sattvagun, you will continue going in circle like the big ropes, you know, the ropes, the thick ropes they use for to pull the carts and that. They have several ropes that are going around each other. So these gunas are also like this. And these gunas will continue pulling you down like the flies end up landing in the trash yard. So sometimes, like most of us will have experienced that we had some addiction to something before we came to Krishna consciousness. Some were alcoholics, some were smoking cigarettes, some were womanizing, some were after the Bollywood, you know, music, somebody is after the Hollywood music. What instructions we are being given here by Rupa Goswami is that we cannot nullify, but we can transform our desires into Krishna consciousness. You know? Just like a child, when a child is growing up, is always in a playful mood. But the parents very intelligently they transplant those desires into Krishna stories or stories and education, and then they start teaching them ABC and giving them education. So it's not like, oh, you can't play anymore, but in a very playful mood. Nowadays the system is that in a playful mood, children learn all the alphabets and learn to read and write and learn to speak nicely. So same thing, we may have certain attachment. So what is the root cause of the attachment is our desire. It's not the element itself. So those desires, like the Goswamis, we have to bring them, to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And see how Prabhupada by example, just like we heard here, Srila Prabhupada, when he went, he gave association, because they were all fallen, living condition souls. And he was asked, Prabhupada was asked, where, you must wear a pant and a shirt. Prabhupada said, no, I have not come to acquire anything from here. I have to give you the science that you guys forgot when you came into India, And he came to give. He gave association. Because he is such an advanced devotee, he could see that none of them are even Kanista Adhikaris, So he has to bring them to that level first. So please, do self-check regularly and see where you stand. Memorize this book upside down. Such nice things are given in here, Just that's all you need. Shikshastikam prayers in Rupa Goswami's NOI. And then you'll see how fast you make rapid advancement in your Krishna consciousness. See, Narad Muni's association with Prahlad Maharaj and look at Bali Maharaj's association with Shukracharya, and then see how Bali Maharaj uses his higher intelligence, and this higher intelligence is helping him to the level where the Lord becomes the gatekeeper for several months, you know. So this is wonderful pastimes here, and there is so much to learn, and every time we look at the pastime, we should see how either Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami are directing us from that pastimes as to what we can do and how we can implement, you know, certain processes so that we can also make progress, and then we can also aim to go to Golok Dham. You know, you have a choice. You can act like Bali Maharaj and end up in Sutala Loka, or you can follow guidance of Srila Prabhupada and go to Golok Dham. Thank you so much. If there is any questions or comments, it's your opportunity. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
You are giving an example that what is relationship invites devotees in their houses.
Yes.
There are more than thousands of devotees they have staying in the houses. And out of them, how many of them they are inviting devotees?
Hare Krishna. Very nice question, that thousands of devotees are there. Actually, even in Vrindavan, there is more than 1,000 families. What to speak of Delhi and other parts of the world. The intelligent ones who have been taking association, who have been listening to Bhagavatam class, who have been listening to the spiritual master's instructions, then those who listen to Prabhupada's class, I always encourage devotees to listen to Prabhupada's class once a day at least. If you can do it 3 times, great. His classes, there are shorts of things on YouTube. You listen to that, that gives you inspiration so that you will follow this kind of guidelines. That invite devotees to your house, take prasadam and go to their house when you are invited. This is a nice way of exchanging association. And we understand that sadhu sangha is very important. When we exchange association, then we also make advancement. So I can understand there are many who are doing that, and I'm sure also there are many who are not doing. So those who are not doing, they may be at Kanishtha Adhikari level, and we have to go, those of us who are aware, we have to go out of our way. And then like as we do in outreach preaching, whether it's Namata, Life Membership, Visma program, somehow or other devotees are always reaching out. And they're reaching out to the congregation members who have not even taken initiation. We do programs in their homes and we encourage them, please invite your friends, you know. And then when you end up going to those programs, then you find out in a short period of time, many people start chanting. In a short period of time, people start shaving up, people start joining, you know, the movement, taking initiation. You know? So this is wonderful. This, like if you look in Delhi, there's 17 temples. There's competition going on as to how many congregation members are initiated. How many of them are going out on Harinam? How many of them doing book distribution? You know? It's a very, very powerful tool. Your question? Anyone else? Any comments? Thank you all very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.